my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Can I extend a welcome to everyone this morning to Chalmers Ardler? Our service is slightly different this morning, but nevertheless, God is with us. Before we start, just one or two intimations to highlight. There is no separate meeting for children this morning, so we're encouraging them just to stay in church. But if you get fed up or you want something else to do for a little while, there are some boxes at the back of the church. And we would ask you, if you want to do what's in the boxes, colouring, quizzes, puzzles or whatever, can you bring it back to your seat? If you actually take it into the little room at the back, it means we've got to get somebody to go in and kind of keep an eye on you. So we'd like as many people as possible to stay in the body of church this morning. So just pick it up and take it back to your seat, and that would be really good. The second thing and important thing is that at the immediate conclusion of our worship this morning, we have our stated annual meeting. Now that sounds pretty boring, but I can assure you it's going to be exciting, it's going to be invigorating, it's going to be something that nobody wants to miss in the whole world. And if at 3 o'clock your phone starts to make a noise, then you know that really it's time to go home. No, seriously, Gail has assured me that it will last no longer than 10 minutes. And it is encouraging to hear something of what's been going on in Chalmers Ardler. So if you can, please just remain seated for 10 minutes or so after the service. If you need to go, then that's understandable. And if you don't already know, your phone will make a noise at 3 o'clock today. Don't worry about it. It's not a call to come back here or, you know, anything that's desperately serious. My understanding is that they're simply testing some emergency signal that the government are going to be issuing. You can turn it off, but I'm not going to even attempt to try and explain how you do that. Just let it ring. I think that's the easiest way. It's good to be here. It's good to come together and to worship. And as normal, we're pleased that our music group are going to be leading us in worship. So let's stand and worship God this morning as we sing, "Come People of the Risen King," and give praise to King of Kings, Majesty.
Come
Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring Him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him, where steady arms of mercy reach to gather children in. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice, one heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. Come those whose joy is morning sun, and those weeping through the night. Come those who tell of battles won, and those struggling in the fight. For His perfect love will never change, and His mercies never cease, but follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice, one heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. Come young and old from every land, men and women of the faith, come those with full or empty hands, find the riches of His grace. Over all the world His people sing, shore to shore we hear them call. The truth that lies through every age, our God is all in all. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice, one heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at Your throne, Your Majesty. Faithful and true, who bought the nations, ransomed souls, brought this sinner near to Your throne. All within me cries out in praise, Your Majesty. You now.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have given to each of us. This morning, we would ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. The Bible reading today is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Amen.
This morning we are to be singing songs and hearing stories. And as I said earlier, when our service ends, we will look back across 2022 and give thanks for the fact that despite all of the changes and challenges before us, the challenges of a changing national church, the challenges of a changing society, despite all of that, we at Chalmers Adler continue to see God working in the lives of people here and now. The words of the psalmist, which Gavin read to us this morning, are encouraging and are so true today. It's good to see so many joining with us this morning, and I also extend a welcome to any who are visiting this morning. It's really good to have you join in our worship today. I look out this morning and I see lots of different people. I see different hairstyles. I see some with long hair, and I see some with no hair. I see people with red jumpers, I see people with black jumpers. I see people who are short, and I see people who are tall. All of us are different, and all of us will have walked down individual paths to arrive at the place where we are today in our life, and each of our journeys are unique. And though some are similar, no two are alike. However, this morning, as we start our service, want to suggest that one trait of every journey will be the same, and that's the influence and leadership that we have received from so many people in our lives. Most of us will remember perhaps a teacher who was influential. It might be a coach of a sports team. For others, it could have simply been a friend, or maybe even a relative. And for many of us, it will have been our parents. But I want to suggest that for a whole lot of people, influence and encouragement will have come from church leaders. And for that, we want to give thanks. Across the history of Chalmers Ardler, there have been many dedicated and many influential leaders. And I'm sure that many of us can think of leaders who in differing ways have been an influence on our lives and have helped bring us to where we are today. Now, I know that it's not in our nature, it's just not a Church of Scotland thing to put leaders up on a pedestal. Nor has it been the case for leaders themselves to look to have a medal hung around their neck. However, sometimes it is good to be able to offer words of appreciation and to be able to say thank you. This morning we are going to have three of our elders share a bit about themselves. And as well as being able to hear from them this morning, it's giving us the opportunity to say to them thank you. So I'm going to ask if Gail, Catherine and Louise would join me up here this morning.
You get to take a seat. The Church of Scotland are keen to formally recognise what they term as long service. Now, in the church, that means 30 years, which I think is probably equivalent to two life imprisonments. But seriously, it is long service, and we take the opportunity to acknowledge that as elders and as leaders in the church, Gail, Catherine and Louise have all served in excess of 30 years. Gail became an elder, specific date, 18th of October 1992. Now, those who are good at arithmetic can work back that that's 30 years. And prior to that, she was on what we called the Congregational Board since 1979. So in total, 43 years. And that's why she's got hair that's that colour. Catherine was similar. They both became elders at the same time in 1992 and both joined the Congregational Board in 1979. So like Gail, 43 years of service here in Chalmers Ardler. Louise is slightly different. It took her a little while to find us. But Louise became an elder in Barnhill around 1990, maybe slightly before that, and was admitted to our Kirk session back in 1997. So that's 32 years, of which 26 have been at Chalmers Ardler. Now, I don't know about you, but my memory is sometimes not that good, so I thought we would just remind ourselves what we actually looked like back. We don't have a picture of 1992, but we do have a picture of our session in 1994, and as you can see, I have no idea why they put Catherine at the back. But Catherine and Gail are both in that picture from 1994. The closest we could get for Louise is 2002, which was our session. Not quite so far back, not quite so far back. But that was back then. Now, none of the three have sought to make a fuss about their service to the church. And I'm guessing that they were probably just saying, we just follow God's lead. It's not actually us. And that's true to a degree. But had you not acted upon the will of God over these past years and remained steadfast in your call and his call, your influences and your encouragements, of which I'm sure there are many, just wouldn't have been possible. Visions are impossible to conquer without God and good leaders. And in this term of leaders, I include all volunteers and leaders who are sat in this place today. God's plan for Chalmers Ardler and the church at large is ever changing. Without good and faithful leaders serving God, accomplishing that vision would just be impossible. So Gail, Catherine and Louise, can I, on behalf of all who have sat in this place over the past years and who have been potentially impacted by your faith, your example and your leadership, say thank you. And as a token of recognition, present you with these long service certificates, which are provided by the Church of Scotland and are signed by our moderator. So, to Gail, your leadership is very much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. And to Louise, thank you very much. And to Catherine. Right, thank you very much. I'm going to ask Fiona if she would pray.
Our church leaders this morning, we want to say a special thank you for Gail, Catherine and Louise. Over the years, each have undertaken different leadership roles using their various talents, skills and expertise. For the hard work, dedication and commitment to you and your plans, we give you thanks. We recognise that serving others can be difficult at times, but knowing that the goal is winning folk for your kingdom makes all effort and any sacrifices worthwhile. As they, together with all our leaders and volunteers, seek to serve you, we ask that you guide all to lead and serve with kindness and compassion, with honesty, integrity and transparency, and with common sense. Give all the wisdom to make intelligent decisions, the courage to take tough decisions, and the character to make right decisions in your eyes. And perhaps most of all, give us all the wisdom to rely not on ourselves, but wholly upon you. And we ask these prayers in the name of our precious and loving Saviour, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now, we are going to be speaking with our three lovely young ladies this morning, asking them some questions, just so that they can share something of their experience around faith and around their time at Chalmers Ardler. And each of them have been asked to select a song that has some meaning for them, and we will sing that during our time together here this morning. We hope you're able to hear them. If you can't, just kind of put your hand up and we'll try and maneuver the microphones a little bit better. So the first question is, and I'll ask Louise that. Louise, did you go to church as a child?
Yes, I was taken to church. It was just one of the things that everybody did. I can't say I found it wildly exciting, but I went and to two churches in Edinburgh.
And I'll just ask everybody the same question. Catherine, did you go to church?
Yes, I did. Like Louise, I was taken to church, went to church all my childhood. I went to Panbride Church in Carnoustie. If you drive right through Carnoustie on the way out to East Haven, you'll find Panbride Church, and that was my home church as a child.
And Gail?
Yes, I was taken to church also from when I was born, really. First of all, in Aberdeen. We lived in Aberdeen until I was 13. And then my dad got moved to Edinburgh, so we moved to Davison's Mains Church in Edinburgh, where I went to church right through all that. Went to Sunday school, went to youth fellowship, all these things you did in those days. Yes.
So, Gail, was yours a posh church coming from Edinburgh?
No, it was fairly ordinary. It was a very traditional church, as they all were then. The minister mostly did most things. But my mum and dad were both heavily involved in the church. My dad was the treasurer, and so I suppose working in the church kind of came naturally to both, well, one of my brothers and myself. But it was a traditional church.
Was yours traditional, Louise, or were you?
Yes, both of them. We moved house when I was about 10, so that's why there were two churches. But like Gail, my dad was also treasurer, and the money would all have been counted in church by the people who did the counting, but then he brought it all home and counted it all over again. And I used to really enjoy counting the money with him and scooping it all up and putting it in wee piles. So hasn't led me to be a treasurer here.
So, Louise, I mentioned earlier at the start that originally you had gone to Barnhill. So what brought you to Chalmers Ardler?
Right, well, we live in Broughty Ferry and joined Barnhill St Margaret's Church. It was a nice church, it was quite a friendly church, and I was quite involved in it. Then I decided, I'd been doing research at Nine Wells Hospital, but decided I didn't want to keep doing this forever and a day, and that I wanted to train to be a primary school teacher. And at the time, Jean and Fiona, our daughters, were still at home, they were still at school, and I wanted to study through the day, and Gavin could keep any eye on them on the Sunday and go to church at night. And I had a friend who was up here, Jennifer McAllister, some of you will remember Jennifer and George, and she said, oh, come up to us, because St Margaret's didn't have a church. So, sorry, that's a bit of a long-winded answer, but that's why I came to study, and I just came for a year. That was the intention.
So, Catherine, you went to church in Carnoustie, and then for some reason you again managed to go from Carnoustie, which was a little village, I guess,
a small town,
yep, to a place like Ardler. So what brought you to Ardler?
Ask Gail first and I'll tell you the sequel.
Ask Gail first, okay. Right, Gail.
When I first came, I moved to Dundee for work. I got a job in Dundee, and I went to McChane for a few years, I suppose, because I was living in West Park Hall and working in the West End and all of that. But in West Park, I met a friend who's now one of my very closest friends, and she invited me to go on summer mission, which I'll talk about a wee bit later. But through her, she had another friend who knew about Chalmers Ardler, and there wasn't much going on during the week in McChane for somebody my age at the time. So this friend said, you should go up to Chalmers Ardler, it's completely different and there's lots of stuff happening, and that's what I did. So that's how I came here.
The sequel.
I moved from Carnoustie to Edinburgh for a few years for my training, came back to Dundee, looked for a church, and by that time I had become friends with Gail, and so I went to McChane. And then Gail said, I'm going to go to Chalmers Ardler. So I came with her. I think it was a midweek service, that's my recollection. It was a midweek service and we were in the small hall, and I came and I left and I said, I will never come back. This is not a place that I can worship in, so I won't be back. So it was like that for a while. Gail came here, I went to McChane, that was fine. And one Sunday morning, I got up and into my little head came, I think I'll maybe go to Chalmers Ardler today. And here I am.
we're kind of jumping around a little bit so that we don't get to the end and then sing everybody's songs. But I know that you've picked a song, Catherine, which is called Holy Yours. For what reason have you picked that song this morning?
Well, it's not my favourite song. I have this reputation, which is probably quite well deserved with the music group, that I like really, really, really old-fashioned songs. And part of that is because my mum used to sing hymns to me when I was a child. And so some of the old hymns are the hymns of my life. But there's hymns that you guys wouldn't know. And so I decided to pick a song that I think sets out my testimony. This song says what Jesus has done for me, what it means to live with him now, and looking forward to glory. And so, and the music group seemed, most of them seemed to be happy with it this morning. So that's why I decided. So it's kind of my testimony, I guess.
Okay, let's sing together. And let's, as we sing this, focus on the words and think how they've affected Catherine and how it is effectively summing up her testimony, and I guess a similar situation for many here this morning. So let's stand and sing together Holy Yours.
In my place, bore my disgrace, stood in the face of the enemy, love raged against sin, fought to the death, conquered the power of darkness when love made the exchange. Once there was wrath, once I was lost to depravity, now you've opened the grave, giving yourself to save us. I'm wholly yours, I'm held by the power of your love. Jesus, I'm wholly yours, and nothing can tear us apart, living for grace. I live in the place of knowing I'm chosen, accepted, and loved. Forgiveness is mine. I'm hidden in Christ. I can depend on your goodness and come, knowing I'm safe, knowing your truth, trusting the promise you'll never let go. Fear has no hold, I'm free in the joy of knowing I'm wholly yours, I'm held by the power of your love. Jesus, I'm wholly yours, and nothing can tear us apart, living for only passing away of all that is crippling and painful, when tears no longer will fall, death is no more, all of our aching will be satisfied. God in our midst, shining so bright, lighting up all that he's given to us, a beautiful life, reigning with Christ in glory. I'm wholly yours, I'm held by the power of your love. Jesus, I'm wholly.
Louise, you've explained to us and given us a little background about how you actually got here to Chalmers Adler, but what was it that kept you here?
It's quite hard to answer this without... when I say anything good about Chalmers, I don't want it to sound as bad about Barnhill St Margaret's, but Barnhill St Margaret's, I suppose, is more of a traditional church, and there's just a whole different type of worship here. And I think when I came here, I found people who talked about God as if God was real. And I can only just say it's probably the Holy Spirit working here. But when it came to my year up, so to speak, I just really did not want to go back to Barnhill St Margaret's, though I'm very friendly with people still there, and lots of associations with Barnhill. But I've stayed on after the year, and just over the years I've had so much support from the people here, from the prayer group, the numbers of times people have prayed with me when things were good or when things were bad, prayed when there's been family problems going on, and I just feel part of this family. I've got my own family, who are lots of them here today, which is great, but you're all part of my family and I belong here.
Gail, Catherine says she wasn't coming back. So what was your first reaction when you came to Chalmers Adler?
Well, I suppose that what really struck me was how different it was to any other church I've
been
in.
So this was...
Jim Powery was the
this
minister.
Was Jim Powery.
Yeah. And Jim Powery was, as most of you know, very different and very not traditional. And things kind of happened here that I had never realised might happen in church. And what had really brought my faith to life was that my friend in Aberdeen invited me on summer mission. And after that, I realised that McChain just wasn't being enough. And so here in Ardler, we just found a totally different way of living. And people, I think people, a bit like what Louise said, people for whom Jesus was part of everything they did. It wasn't just that you came to church on a Sunday and you were a Christian, of course, but Jesus was in everything. And that was a new experience for me. And Jim and Rhoda Powery, Evelyn, Irene, all sorts of people really influenced me in those days. And I just stayed around, and like Louise, it's just become my family, and I just belong here, and it would be really hard to contemplate being anywhere else, actually. So yeah, just, and then obviously that was what kept me here. I think Jim Powery probably, and his preaching, and other people doing things, yeah.
So from the kind of beginning and from the kind of nurturing at the start, had that been something which you could say then was something which strengthened your faith?
Very much so. Jim, as I said, in those days we did things. I mean, we washed each other's feet, the prayer group, on we walked around Ardler like they walked around Jericho, and you know, we walked around seven times in the bucketing rain, and I mean, it was just different, and I just got caught up in it, and then Kenny came, different kind of person, but the Bible teaching that I received during Kenny's ministry changed my life as well in a different way. So that was, yeah. So yes, all of these things helped me to grow.
Catherine, you said as well that you came here and you went, aha, you know, I'm not coming back. But I guess there must have been something, because you said you woke up one morning and thought, right, I'm going back to Chalmers Adler. So kind of, in some ways, can you summarise what it was that caused you to want to come back again?
I think that would be God. There's been a few times in my life, I'm not big on saying God said, because I think that's, you know, name calling really, but actually when I look back over my life, I think there have been one or two instances where I've said something or I've done something and I thought, I'm not quite sure why I did that, and so I think it was God that brought me back.
Okay. But people undoubtedly were influencers. I'd said at the start of the service that we look at leaders and we have had some kind of impact. So is there anything specific about the ministry at Chalmers which you think has helped you?
Absolutely. I had never heard anybody preach like Jim Powery did. And he wasn't the best preacher in the world. I mean, he wasn't. Sometimes, you know, you wondered what he was on about, really. But like Gail and Louisa said, there was a reality to it. And I mean, I remember him doing Song of Songs. You wouldn't really want to preach in Song of Songs, but I remember thinking, this is incredible. I've never heard anybody speak about God like this. And so that, you know, had a huge influence on my life.
Gail, you've chosen a song which I think we call Salvation Song. What is the reason for picking that one?
Well, like probably the other two, it's the words. I love the tune, but it's the words. I love the fact that it says, chosen by my Maker, hidden in my Saviour, cherished for eternity. I just think that's fantastic. But the other bit that always gets me, many of you know that Kath and I go up to the northwest of Scotland every June, and some people think there's nothing there. I always remember Irene thinking, you know, if there wasn't a Marks and Spencer's, it wasn't any good, you know. But we go up there, and it's empty. It's a lot busier than it used to be, but beautiful mountains, beautiful scenery, fabulous beaches. And I always think of the bit that says, I will join the chorus of creation, singing praise to Christ alone. And just in creation, particularly there, but even driving along Dixon Avenue and looking at the Tay, I just think creation speaks to me so much of God. And so that's why I've chosen this song.
Let's join together in worshipping and singing this morning Salvation Song.
Satisfied through suffering, all the blessings he deserves, poured on my unworthy soul. So with every breath that I am given, I will sing salvation song. And I'll join the chorus of creation, giving praise to Christ alone, singing glory, honor, wisdom, power to the Lamb upon the throne. Hallelujah. I will sing salvation song, and I'll join the chorus of creation giving praise to Christ alone. Stars will fade and mountains fall. Christ will shine forever, love's unfading splendor. Earth and heaven will bow in awe, joining in salvation song.
Giving us just a little bit of background, and I guess that we could sit and speak for quite some time about some of the things that have actually happened in Chalmers Adler over the years. But if there was one thing that you think we as a congregation need to grasp hold of as we go into the future, what might that be? Sorry,
I forgot to switch this on. I hope you heard that. I was saying, if there was one thing which you see as being something which we as a congregation need to grasp hold of as we go into the future.
Well, I think it's a fairly obvious answer. As you know, we've been asked to look at uniting with Strathmartin Church, and I'll be saying more about that in my short report. But I think it's about going forward with a positive attitude, whether we unite or whether we don't unite. Whatever it is, we need to really trust God that it's the right thing for us and to view it positively. I know that churches up and down the country are all having to go through this, and some are doing it in a very positive way, suggesting that they do this, have this service or that service to mark the past, to mark the future, and others are not being positive, and I think that's very hard for everyone. So I think the one thing we need to grasp is that possibility. And if we do unite, then we look on that as a positive thing for us. We make the people welcome, obviously. And we try to very quickly become one church, not two churches pushed together, but one church. And also then we would be looking to call a minister. And we really need you to pray about that, because hopefully in the not too distant future, that's what we will be hoping to do. So I think that is the major thing for us in the future, and who knows where God will take us after that.
Catherine, you went from being sceptical about Chalmers Adler. Is that maybe too strong a word? Or
that's okay, sums it up.
But without doubt, your faith has been influenced and strengthened by being here and being part of our church family. Is there anything kind of specifics? Is there any specifics around that you might want to share with us?
Yeah, I've actually got five things, but they're all terribly brief. Not long after we came to Chalmers Adler, Irene, who led the Good News Club with Evelyn and Margaret Clark, asked Gail and myself if we would help to lead the Good News Club. And that was a big, big deal in my life. And my friendship with Irene and Evelyn over the years has been hugely important to me. Their faith and the way that they walked with God has been an inspiration to me and an encouragement to my faith. So to Irene and Evelyn, I owe a huge debt of thanks. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I've already mentioned Jim's preaching, but when Kenny came, his preaching, I thought, was just amazing. I remember the first Sunday he was here at the evening service, Ewan Shepherd, who was our session clerk then, came over, gave me a big hug and said, "We've got a preacher." I am in awe of how Kenny managed to produce two sermons like that Sunday. And I just loved his preaching. And I learned so much from it. And then Jim started to give me the opportunity to do stuff up front. He started having prayers for others and asked me if I would do it every week. So that was something to think about, to plan, and to get used to being up here. And then he and later Kenny asked me to take services occasionally. And sometimes it wasn't all that often, we had readers and we had students, but from time to time I would be asked to take a service. And because I was doing that, I did some courses, because I think it's important to do the very best you can. I did a few Bible study courses over the years to try to learn what to do and to understand the Bible better, and that had a big influence on my life. And then, of course, with Kenny, Anne came and she started the music group. And I went into the cupboard and found my violin that hadn't been played for 30 years, literally, and started to play it again. And that's great. I find that that brings a different aspect to worship. Words are hugely important to me, and I always sing the words in my head. Sometimes I sing them out loud, even when I'm playing my violin. But music and being able to harmonize a little along with the words brings a different aspect of worship for me, and that's lovely. And then the last thing I want to say is just, you know, like Louise and Gail said about belonging here. Unlike Louise, I don't have a family, and this is where I belong. And over my whole adult life, actually, Chalmers Ardler has been hugely important to me. And I guess the last thing I want to say is thank you to all of you, because this is where I belong. This is where God has put me, and I am really grateful to God for putting me in the fellowship of Chalmers Ardler. And I'm really grateful to all of you for your friendship and your fellowship and for walking together in that walk of faith. So, yeah, with all my heart, I belong here. And so thank you to all of you for all of that.
Louise, one song. Actually, you cheated. You picked two songs. Tell us the songs that you've chosen and why you've chosen them today.
The first song, well, I find, those of you who know me know that I find making my mind up very difficult, and Jane and Fiona could tell you a few stories about that. It was My Jesus, My Saviour I finally went for, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, because one of the other songs we've sung today, I'd already had one change of mind. Yeah. We've already sung my previous first one. My Jesus, My Saviour is a song which I associate with many happy times. We've had it at family weddings, and it's just been a good song for me. But it's also been a song where we talk about Jesus as a refuge and a rock that has helped me when life hasn't been so good. And, you know, life in the whole's been pretty good for me, but that we all have ups and downs. And I think that just typifies for me what having Jesus in my life is like, in that when times are good, he makes them even better. And when times are bad, sometimes he eases the pain, but sometimes if the pain isn't eased, just knowing that he's there with me helps me. And so that's it. And the second one, Who Has Held the Oceans in His Hand, is the one that Gavin chose when he was being ordained as an elder, and it's kind of become our song as a couple, so it seemed good if I was allowed to have two to sneak in the extra one.
We'll let you have two. I've said already this morning that I'm sure that each of these three parts of our family here at Chalmers Ardler have lots that they could share with us, but unfortunately we don't have the time. But we do thank you for your leadership, for your example, and we thank you especially for coming up and just sharing a little bit this morning about your story and especially about some of your time here in Chalmers Ardler. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gillian's, we're going to take a moment or two to pray. Gillian's going to lead our prayer for others, and three of our young folk are going to come and help with that prayer as well. So would you like to come up, Katie, Kieran, and Saul?
Lord, today we want to pray for leaders across our world. There are so many differing situations where leadership is required. In this often challenging world, and no matter the situation, we would pray that each and every leader might be guided by the wisdom of your word. Give them the courage to speak the truth in love. Give them all that they need to accomplish your tasks. Enable them to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Show them what it means to be servant leaders so that they might meet the needs of those around them.
Lord, where there is hunger and lack of clean water, help leaders to be instrumental in improving the provision of food and water, and encouragers to government and regimes to adopt good practice which protects our environment, enabling communities themselves to become self-sufficient wherever possible.
God, where there is war, may leaders strive to achieve peace.
Where there is homelessness, may leaders strive to help ensure that every person has a safe and comfortable place to stay.
Where there is illness or a sense of hopelessness, may leaders be blessed with your guidance, taking strength from knowing that they do your work, being hope and love to all they meet.
We pray for those who lead in our schools.
We pray for those who lead in church. May they always seek to honour you.
God, we pray over the areas of leadership which you have entrusted to us. Maybe we do not even see ourselves as leaders, but for those who are younger than us, those in our families, and those under our influence, help us to model your love to them and point them to you each day. Remind us that as your children, we are examples to others. Help us to live by the Spirit and not our flesh, so that we can point others to your amazing love. Amen.
Thank you very much. I'm going to sing our closing praise this morning, which are the two songs which Louise has selected, Behold Our God and My Jesus, My Saviour. After we've sung these songs, I'm going to pronounce the benediction. And this morning I'm going to use, as that prayer, God speaking to us through a poem which was actually written by Evelyn. So that will be our benediction this morning. And then after that, our music group will sing a couple of verses and choruses of a song, where during which, if anybody needs to leave before our meeting, you are free to do so. But as I said at the start, it'd be really good if as many as possible could actually stay for 10 minutes, no more than that, and just hear something of what Gail has to say for us. So let's close our service this morning by singing together these two songs, Behold Our God and My Jesus, My Saviour.
Who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King.
Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Who has felt the nails upon his hands, bearing all the guilt of sinful man? God eternal, humble to the grave, Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you.
constant love. My love for you is constant and true. It never varies, it is ever new. It strengthens, protects, and justifies. So trust in me, I never lie. I know the plans I have for thee to make you strong and set you free. So trust me when you hurt inside. I'm always there to help and guide. My strength and peace will you uphold. So trust me now, I'll make you bold. You know my presence will abide. I'll walk and stay close by your side. Amen.
Gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ.